We are learning Maseches Bava Metzia Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, and we are starting on top of Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. Top of Amud. Rav Mori Bar Rochel, Rashi says, Rochel was the daughter of Shmuel, and she was captured, and she landed marrying a goy. His name was Isser, and he became a ger. But he only became a ger after Rav Mori was conceived already. So it was a shaloi v'kedusha v'ledos v'kedusha. And for his covered, we tell him by his mother, we call him by his mother, Rav Mori Bar Rochel. So Rav Mori Bar Rochel, mashkin lei ahu nochri beisa. There was a case where Rav Mori Bar Rochel, he happened to have, he lent the money to a guy. And the guy gave him a mashkin. And he was eating from the mashkin. It's not a problem. It doesn't have to be ben achaisa. Why not? Because it's a guy. He allowed to collect rivers from a guy. So he had a mashkin sitting on a property that was a mashkin that was collateral for a loan. And he was eating from that and was living there and using that property. Lemaisa, that guy, hodazov l'rava. Rava had no idea that was a mashkin. And he sold his property to Rava. So Rav Mori, not a trace of Yorkishasa, he waited 12 months, because that's how much long a mashkin is, a stam mashkin. Shokal agabes, so he took the rent. And he brought it to Rava. After a year, he started paying rent to Rava. And the reason is, Omalei, Haidleam Tailamar, Agar Beso, why didn't I pay rent till now? I didn't stam mashkin to Shasa. A stam mashkin is a year, and he can't be mesalik me. And the Nochri can't remove me from the Mashkin the first year. Even Vasa the Masalik, you learned before, even in a place where you can Masalik the Malva from the Mashkin by paying him, it's only after the first year. The first year not. So since the first year, he couldn't be Masalik me, so that's like mine. I'm allowed to eat the Paris. But Hashtah, now that it's already a time when he could pay me and be Masalik me, so now I think it's Ribbis. So Hashtah, Lishkol Mar, Agabe, so now I want to pay you the rent because I don't want to have a shayla of ribbis, because now that you own the field, maybe it's a shayla of ribbis, and therefore I want to pay you. Now, it's a little bit of a problem, because it's not really ribbis, because in this case, the guy still owes the money, and the guy is the one who's paying ribbis. And the guy can only sell whatever he owns the property, and he owes the pay rates as ribbis to Rav Mori, so really, it's not really a ribbis. But like Tosis points out, since if the guy paid up, then it would be Rava's completely. So we're looking at it a little bit like a ribbis. Now Rava, now they found out Rava really owns it. He said, "I wouldn't have bought it. I would not have bought it. It's like only have a charara. I knew it was like you have a first dibs on it. I wouldn't have even bought it." Now Tosis asks Taka, "Why didn't Rava just say I want to buy it? Because he's a bar metzor. Even after he sells it, even after the guy sold to Rava, still Rava would have a right as bar metzor to take it back." So Tosis answers that, because you know, a mashkin is called bar metzro. We saw it before. Loshen mashkanta, loshen shchuna gabe. That you're the real neighbor. You're the bar metzro. So Tosis answers, Rav Mori didn't want to buy it. But Kaponim said, Rav said, okay, I wouldn't have bought it. Now I bought it, so you don't have to pay me rent. Why not? Hashta kidineim avdinam lecha. Kolayim is loy masalak avuzay. Until the guy pays up the chayv, loy lishkol agabeis, lishok agabeis, you don't collect rent. And not that much, that's what you do by the guy. By the guy, they collect the mashkin, the malva could take from the mashkin without putting it towards the chayv. I'm also not going to collect rent until the guy pays up the chayv. Like Rashi says, the whole thing was between the Nochri and Rav Mori, and therefore the Maisa it's taka not ribbis, and Rav Mori did not have to pay rent. Zotu Gemara Vaita, Omalei Rava Mabarnas Rav Ashi, a new Gemara. Omalei Rava Mabarnas Rav Ashi, Chazi Mar Rabbana the Kocher Ebisa. Rava Mabarnas tells Rav Ashi, you know, the Rabbana eating Ebisa, why? What do? The Avizu Acham Rav Tishra, Mifchad Rav Tavis. They do is like this. If you buy a barrel of wine today and buy the barrel, bring it home, usually there's always a percentage that turns into vinegar. The percentage of that wine turns into vinegar. Now, these Rabbana were doing a deal. They paid money to the winemaker beginning of the year and in Tishrei, and they collect the wine over the year. Like in Teves, they take the wine, they always take 100% wine without taking any responsibility for any chaymits. So why are they getting this deal? Because they paid up front. So that's Shaila of Ribbis. So they pick it out in Teves, only the good wine. On Malay, it's not a problem. Why? Because since the wine is available already in Tishrei, you look at it that they only paid for the good wine. He says, the what's going to turn into vinegar already is in the wine already early on. You don't see it yet, but it's there. When I gave the money, I only gave it for the good wine. And maybe you're letting me do that because I gave you the money now, but either way, it's working in a purchase way. I don't have it. I bought the wine that's good, and you're giving me that wine that's good. That's it. I didn't buy the wine that's not good. Usually when I buy a barrel of wine, you just give me a barrel of wine. I have no idea if it's turning good or not good. Here, the Maisa and Tevis, you know what's good or what's not good. And I, since I made that deal with you, I paid for that. I only paid for the good wine. Therefore, halacha is, it's not a shiloh of rivers. So tomorrow, a very important gemara. Ravino have a yav zuzi lebnei akra de shamvisa. The people lived on the city, akra was the city, on the banks of the Shamvisa River. And Ravina, they used to give them money and for their wine or whatever they bought from them. And he gave it before the season. And then they gave them wine at the end of the season for the price, not a better price, for the higher price, the price that's worth then. You didn't get a better price. So Lamaisa, when they got paid, when Ravina got paid the wine, the sellers, you know, felt bad. They took the Ravina's money for a whole year. So Shafklei take Vaisa, they gave him a little extra. They no tonight himself. They threw in a little extra. Also came to Ravashi. He came to Ravashi. Shal Rivas. Amalei Mishar is a mutter because Maisa, I gave the money up front, and when they paid me the wine, they gave me a little extra. This is Shal Rivas. Amalei. It's mutter. It's mutter. Why? Chuliyot kamach legavach. The Maisa they're meichel to you. So you can ask me if they're meichel to you. So what? So Rashi. You didn't make up any ribbis. They gave it to him a das. They didn't mention it's because your money. It's ribbis mocheres. It's ribbis mocheres. He says, no, it's not ribbis mocheres. Only ribbis mocheres if you speak out that I'm giving you because of the chayiv. But if I don't speak again for the chayiv, it's not a problem of ribbis mocheres. That's what Tosfos says. Lemaisa, the Rosh argues. And the Rosh says that, of course, if you give something b'shas parayin extra, when I'm paying up extra, it is a problem rivers, even if I don't speak anything out. And it says mechsk rivers. And the only het over here, the other Rishonim say, is only because it's derech mecher. Here wasn't a hava, but a real hava, a vada, is a problem. That's the passage of Shulchan Aruch. When you have a hava, and I'm paying you back, I'm out of throwing a little extra when I pay you back, even though I didn't make up. That's a problem. It's not called Ribbis Mocheres. It's called Ribbis B'Shas Parayim, which is even worse than Ribbis Mocheres. Ribbis Mocheres, you have to talk and speak it out. But by Ribbis B'Shas Parayim, even without speaking it out, if you give extra because of the loan, the halacha is that that's Aser. If it's Derech Mecher, it might be Mutter. That's learned after this Gemara. Now, Ravina had another problem with this purchase. He said, first he had a shout about Ribbis. He says, not a problem with Ribbis. He has another problem, he asked. So the Gemara inside, Amalei ha'arod lav didui. I'm not a problem. Those people I bought from Shamvisa, I don't know why he realized the dafka now, but once he got to the Rav, he started asking another shaila. He says, you know, that money I bought, that wine I bought was from these guys who don't really own the property. The reason why they're sitting on the property is because there's a tax lien on it, and they offered to pay the taxes, and therefore they have the karka. So maybe that wine is not even theirs. How do I do? I'm like, no. Ara lo taxa meshubda. The ara is meshubda to the taxes. And umalka oma mandiyav taska lech l'ara. The one who pays the taxes, he eats the produce from the land, and therefore it's theirs completely, because that's the dina, the machusa dina. So that's the more of it. Omle rapapla rava chazi marhan ebonon, the yov izuzak karga, the inshi meshavdu butfei. Rapapla told rava, I see these rabbanon, that they pay the head taxes for certain people, and then they put them to work. Which means they could put them to work how much they paid, but they didn't put them to work even more than what they paid. And that's Shiloh of Ribbis. That was the Taina, Shiloh of Ribbis. Amalei, Hashta, so he answers like this. I'm going to answer something that if I would have died, you wouldn't have known this. Hashta, Echo Shriu, La Amri Luchu, Amilse. You never would have been zeched to hear this from me. But Achay Amar Rav Sheshes, Marikayu, the Hani Betafs of Malka Monach. The Chosim of the Avdus, the Chosim Avdushlehem, the seal of their slavery is in the argus of the Melech, and he decided that, because that's what everyone is avodim, dina mechus dina. And the way you get out of being an Eved is the taxes. And if someone else pays taxes, he allows them to work with these people. And therefore, it's not a problem, the mamash like avodim, it's not a shalal ribbis, there's no shalal ribbis over here. This is dina mechus dina, you can make them, put them to work. That's the halacha, it's not a shalal ribbis. He has to work for that guy. That's the rule. And therefore, since it's a dina mechus dina, it's not a shayla of ribbis. Rav Soyar Ramachu, the Rav Soyar, the brother of Rav, have a talk of Inshid Loy Malu. He used to gather, Rav, when he came into the Beis Medrash, he used to carry him on a chair. And he needed people, schleppers, to help with this. So who did he get? He got the people who were not fearing Zich Kahoygen. He took the bums. We call them the bums. Talk of Inshid Loy Malu. And they're the ones who helped carry Rava's chair. Amalei Rava, Shapikava Avdes. He's doing the right thing. The Tanina we learned in the Braisa. Reisa She'ena Noya Gashura. You see someone not fearing Zich Kedin. He's not behaving himself properly like a Ben Taira. But I Shatar Shalosh David Boy, how do you know you allowed him to put him to work? Tamalei Malo Ilimem Tavoidu Vachechem. The pasuk says, and really it's kama, but your brother, you don't put to work. But you can read the pasuk like this, you should put your brothers to work. Maybe if he is a ben taira, and he does do avodas Hashem, you also can put him to work. You're not allowed to put him to work. You gave money to your friend, said there's a great deal in Costco now for wine. Buy it for me today. The guy says, yeah, no problem, I'll buy it for you. And what happens is, he doesn't buy it. And now the price shot up. You have to give him the good price, like the price they have in that place where it's very cheap, because you might say he accepted the shlichus. And therefore he has to pay for it. Omar, Kikom Rav Chama, when did Rav Chama say it, that's called a Kabbalah that I'm going to get you the right wine, the cheap wine. I'm going to be Yain Stam. I just told you, get me wine. So there's Yain Stam. About Yain Zev, he said, Afka, I want you to get this specific wine. Loi, me Yem Zamalina. Who said they would sell it to you? And therefore, it's not even Yodai. So it can't be that you're responsible for that. So the more Vite. Rav Ashiyam, I feel Yain Stam Nami Loi. Even Yain Stam, also not. Even Yain Stam, also, when you're Makabo such a thing, that even Yain Stam, not my time, Asmachtihi, Basmachta Loi Kanya. Rav Ashi says, Afilu Yain Stam, Nami Loi. That why? Because there's Asmachta. If I say I'm going to get wine for you, I'm not responsible. Because it's Asmachta, it's not like Kanya. You have to take a Kenyan. Frank Tamar, Rav Ashi, Majnav Adatan says, when someone takes a Mikabal of Soda and he writes in the Shtar, Mikabal Soda means he's going to give him payment from the Soda, sharecropper. And he writes in the star, Oivir v'loy ever. Let's say I don't plow the field. I leave it empty. I leave it fallow the whole year. I'm shalom meitav, and I give you meitav. And the luck is that you pay it. You take it right in the star. It's asmachta. So I want to know, hosam b'yodai. There, it's b'yodai. If he wants, he can go plow it. And if he doesn't want, he doesn't plow it. So therefore, it's b'yodai. Hachalav b'yodai here. Here, when he says, I'm going to buy wine for you, who's selling a cell to me? And therefore, it's not b'yodai. Therefore, it's considered asmachta because it's not b'yodai. So the Maravai to one more Gemara here, or two more Gemaras. Omar Rava, Hani Beit Losa. There were three fellows, the Yaveh Zuzai Lechad Lechad. They pooled the money together, they gave it to one guy, the Mizma Media, to buy something. Vizovan Lechad Menayu. Lemay said, the guy went to the store and he said, I'm only buying for one of them, not for all three. The Loch is, this all the money is together, Zovan Lekulu. When you buy it, you automatically buy it for everyone. That's only if you didn't. If it wasn't each money wasn't tied separately, if each money is tied separately, leman de zavan 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 zavan, then he can say, yeah, I'm only buying for him, not for him, because he's not using everyone's money equally. I'm using each money separately. I only used his money. It's not sale for everyone. It's like this. If you use everyone's money, so then automatically my das won't change that. The purchase automatically goes for everyone. If I use only someone's specific money, there I can use my das to change it, and everyone's money buys their thing. It's totally in the money. The bottom line is, you follow the money. Then if it's everyone's money, then you can't change it with your das. And if it's separately, then it's each person is who you buy it for. With their money, it belongs to that person. All right, Papa made the rub. Hi, Satumta, Kanya. Satumta is Kanya. What's Satumta? Rashi learns Satumta means that there's a chemini, a store owner who goes to the wholesaler, he buys a bunch of wine, but he can't store it in his store. So he puts his seal on each one, and then he collects it one at a time. So the halacha is, that alone is kaina. Just putting the seal on it makes it his, and that's called a kinyan. Even though it's not one of the kinyanim we know, Mashiach, Agba, Setumta is kaina. because it's like a dinah machusa, dinah that's the minigah olam, and therefore it's kaina. That's Rashi learns from Tunta Meads that he puts a seal on the barrel. The Rosh brings down from our Rabbeinu Chananel a different pshat. Rabbeinu Chananel perished Dr. Rosh in Siman Ayin Beis. Kederach shenogu ha-seichem v'gmar ha-mekach te-kea kapoy le-kaf chaveri, like a handshake, v'zeh nigmar ha-mekach. V'chol ki yoytzev zo, zeh ezeh dov shenogu ligmar ha-mekach v'mokach shenogu v'nizim l'keach matbeya echa lo-echa. That works. So we go with the minig ha-mokach. So l'may hilch, so what's a kind of four av chivivah v'le mikanei mamash, mamash ha-kinyan. Ramos avri l'kabula mishapara, it's like a noft mikanei mishapara. V'hilch so, l'kabula mishapara. L'hilch is, it's a noft mikanei mishapara. And in a place where the noig that's a kinyan lugomer, then it's a kinyan gomer. If you Rashi, it means this chaisim according to Rechanam is a handshake. If a handshake in a certain place is considered a kinyan, or like today's world, a handshake is considered a certain amount of smichas das, then there'll be a mishapara maybe on it. There'll be a mishapara. You have to learn a chaisim mishpat. This is a chaisim mishpat, so you're not so much ribbis. But it's a famous thing called setumta when if there's a skoma of the oilam, that this is a kinyan, that becomes a kinyan, because since that's the askama, that becomes a minig, therefore it's considered a kinyan, and it's a shayla in the Gemara, if it's a kinyan mamish, or a kinyan of mishapara.